Okay, today's Daf Yomi is Yerushalmi, Daf Mem Ches here in Maseches Brachos, and the Maseches Brachos Shiurim are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Baltimore, Maryland, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barab Le'i Basriel Rubin, and Basa Bas, Rabbi Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So we are in the sugyas of Amida and Tfilas Arvis Rishus Tfilas Arvis Chova, and we just learned the Mishnah on yesterday's daf relating to the special tefillah that Reb Nechunya ben Akana said on his way in and on his way out of the Beis Medrash. On the way in, basically davening that the experience of learning and a psak goes well. Some of the tefillah was that he should come to the right conclusions, and some of the tefillah was that when we get into arguments with my colleagues in Torah, they shouldn't take it too personally, and I shouldn't take it too personally. And also, the additional tefillahs that were mentioned in the Gemara, about Hoda'ah, some of it we say in Asiyam, right? Anu Amelim V'Heim Amelim, right? Part of this comes from this Lashon. Remember it was just a little more graphic, right, in the Yerushalmi one, right? We go to the Bati Medrash and Bati Knesios, and they go to the theaters, and they go to the Karkasios, the Colosseums, and the all the others, and then Olam Gan Eden and Be'er Shachas, as if there's nothing in between. Meaning everything that a person does in life is either leading them to Gan Eden or leading them to Be'er Shachas. There is a Chovas HaLevavos that talks about, is there really any action in life that's neutral? Is there any action in life that's neutral? Right? Is maybe everything, we mentioned this. We mentioned this in the Sugya of Bein HaShemashos, right, back at the beginning of the Masechta. Right? So he suggests, no, he says, everything you do, if Hashem wants you to do this, then it's a mitzvah. If Hashem doesn't want you to do this, then it's an aveira. There's nothing neutral in life. What would he say about, there is a concept of divrei rishus in halacha, right? Melchemes mitzvah, melchemes rishus. Right? Or the Gemara in Shabbos, in the Bavli Daf Yutes or so, about traveling before Shabbos. Within 3 days, before 3 days, there's a chilek between rishus and mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah's rishus and a mitzvah's chovah. So what, the chovah's levavos wouldn't agree to any of that? No, in a different sense. There it's really halachic definitions. Here he's talking in a more, the hashkafic world. Even if you have a melchemes rishus, if Hashem wants you to be involved in that melchemes rishus, then it's kind of like in the world of mitzvah and the like. So that could be what's also behind that everything that we do. He says, Anu Ameilim, and we're going to Gan Eden, and they're Ameilim, and they're going to Be'er Shachas, right? What's in between? But everything could really be included. Okay. So let's continue now, because there are other tefillos that were added on by Chazal, different individuals. Rabbi Pedas, Rabbi Pedas, fifth wide line. Rabbi Pedas, B'shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Lazar, Hayim Espalel, Ar Girsa, Shalosh Tefillos, but let's add in the other Girsa, Bichal Shalosh Tefillos, Lachar Tefillaso. Add in a base, right? Add in each of the tefillos, he added in the following. Ma'u, Omer, Yerasa Bofadacha, Hashem Elokei Avokei Abosai, Shalotala Sinaseinu Alev Adam. People shouldn't hate us. Right? We shouldn't hate other people. Right? Interesting, it doesn't even say Jews. Lev Adam. Maybe this is a prayer against anti-Semitism. Right? People shouldn't hate us. Even though Rashi quotes the Barzava Yishlach, Halacha, Biyadua, Esav Soni Liyakov. We won't be able to totally get rid of it, but at least asking for some Rachmanis. Right, that the Rechaim Yivalajin once said, there's never going to be full connection. If a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, a guy's going to make Havdalah. Right, that's the language of Rav Chaim Yivalajin. So there's going to be a separation. That's part of the Bria. Am levadad yishkon. But it doesn't mean that there can't be tranquility. Like in Lasilavo, Bimos HaMashiach, there's going to be separation too. But everybody's going to get along. Remember the Gemara says, Ein bein olam hazeh, Bimos HaMashiach, El Shibin Malchias Bilvad. That's the, it's going to be, the difference between how we get along. So we daven for peace. And our jealousy, right? Jealousy of us shouldn't be on anyone else. Nobody should be jealous of us. And being jealous of others shouldn't go up on our hearts. We need help with this one. Lo sachmod is one of the toughest averis. Right, kinna taiva v'kavod motzinas adam in ha'olam. So it's hard. Right, lumdus wise is fascinating. The Isra of Lo Sachmod, how does one define it? Just to mention two makaras in the sugya of Lo Sachmod, which is all about this topic. Rambam Ravid and Smak. Three we showed him. The Rambam Ravid is really one makar. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Gezela in the first parak, an amazing line. The Rambam says, you don't violate losach mod, right, the isra of coveting, until you push the guy so much that he actually gives it to you or sells it to you. That's the Rambam's lashon. Right? Avdo. Right, even though you paid a lot for it, he's over below sasei. Shnei below sachmod. If you bug somebody so much, they fine, take it. And when you sell it, you still violate the. You only violate losachmod when that is done. Very next line. V'ein lokin alav zelav hishem b'maisa. Very next line, but you don't get malchus for losachmod because it's alav shem b'maisa. Ask the Ravid, what is the Rambam talking about? The first line he says you only violate once he actually gives it to you, which means there's a maisa. And then the very next line says, no, but you don't violate because it's a lav shema maisa. Says the Ravid, lo ra'isi davar tama gadol mizeh. Ve'heichan maisa gadol minatila sachevetz. Elahayelo lo ma'mibreshu chay betashlumin. I think that you should, there is another reason why you're part of a malchus. Because it's a lav anitin lo tashlumin. You're like a gazlan. But lav shema maisa, the Rambam just said, you are, it is maisa. So many ideas related to this, but just one approach of the Achronim. What's the Shitas Rambam? But Mahus, it's an Isra La, Isra Machshava. But Mahus, it's an Isra in your heart. The Maisa that the Rambam requires is just a sheer in the Chimud. It's really in your heart. That's already the violation. How far does your heart go that you don't stop until you get it? That's the Isra. But that's just the Siman. That's just the measure. The real Isser is in one's heart. And who says it's Beferish? You don't have to look in the Achronim, you can look in the Rishonim. The Smak. Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. The Smak is a fascinating Sefer. The Smak is a Sefer of Mitzvahs, has 613 like the other Rishonim, like the Chinuch and the Rambam and the Yireim and the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. But the Smak has a number of Mitzvahs that nobody else has. Fascinating. Just go through the pages. He has a mitzvah of accepting tochacha and an isser of not accepting. He's an isser to be arrogant. There's many different to love not to be shloyet tzadik beinav. Right. I'm just like going through some of the pages here. But here he has an isser of losachmod, and he has in mitzvah yutes shlolachmod, and he says beferish. Af kam mikoma kom nira sha'af believe usser, even in your heart. Ach eino nigmar lehischayev alav achi yasa maisa. Exact lashon, right? The iser is belave, but you'd only violate once the action is done. What does that mean? That's a shear in the lave. It's so entrenched in your heart that you don't stop bugging the guy until you actually get it. If you pay, you get one aver. If you don't pay, you get two averes. Because of this approach, that losachmod is more belave, it brings it closer to losisave and further from losigzol. Right, so again, that's the big discussion. And then the smak continues and has other fascinating inyanim. Okay, so that's a little bit on losachmod. And that was the tefillah that Rabbi Pedas said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov. Hashem, help us out in the world of kina. Okay, maybe one more source. The Eben Ezra. Right, the Eben Ezra, you can't talk about losachmod without mentioning the Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra in Yisro says, how is it possible? I want that. It's automatic. It's automatic for me to desire something. So how can I violate? So he gives the example. He says, right, the example of the Kufri, right, the villager and the princess. The princess is passing through town, and this villager in the countryside looks at the princess. Does he in his right mind have any havamina that he's ever going to marry the princess? It's totally not shayach. It's totally out of the world of reality. Right? He says, it's like waking up one morning. Did anybody ever wake up and look at a bird and say, I really wish I had wings this morning and I could fly around the world. I can't believe I don't have wings. I wish I don't. Nobody's jealous of that because we know that's not reality. We know that's a different reality than me. So too, the princess is a different reality. I'm never going to marry that princess, the villager would say. So that's how we have to look at everything in life that we don't have. Hashem didn't make a mistake. Right? It's not like, no, what about me? Right? So that's what we have to recognize, try to have that attitude. It's very hard, but that's how the Eben Ezra helps us. We continue this tefillah. V'tei torascha milachteinu kol yemei chayenu. Your Torah should be my melacha. I should be involved in Torah all the time. V'yiyu dvareinu tachanunim lefanecha. Your words should be tachanunim in front of me. It's really not fair. We have so much to say on every line. But your words should be tachanunim. Right, that's the Gemara in Brachas also talks about this. One of the Lashonos of Al Tasa Tfilascha Keva. right? Don't make your tefillah set. Also in Pirkei Avos, what does it mean? Don't make it keva. So the Gemara there in Bracha says it shouldn't be a masui, shouldn't be a burden, and it should be tachnunim. Rachamim v'tachnunim of Nekadosh Baruch Hu. If you look in the Rashi, Rashi there in, you know, where this comes up, Shalo Yehi Kamasui, the Rashi says, Chavtes Amabeis here in Brachas, Hainu, Lashon Keva v'chok Kavua Alai lehis palel. It shouldn't be a burden that, right, as Rabbi Oshia says, Kosha Tfilaso Dome Alav Kamasui, that's called Keva. It shouldn't be Keva, it should be Tachnunim. So Rashi says there, it shouldn't be a chok Kavua Amida Davin. V'tzorachani Lasesi Dechovasi. So Rav Salvechik points out, isn't that befeirish against Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says, Mitzvos or Lav Lehenos Nitnu. And what does Rashi say there, Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu? Lav lehenos denu li Yisrael lius kiyumam lehem hana elo la ol al tzavarim nitnu. It should be a ol on their necks. So Rashi just here in Brachos Chavtes says, mitzvahs tefillah shouldn't be an ol on your neck that you have to do. And then he says, mitzvahs lav lehenos denu in Rosh Hashanah. That's exactly what mitzvahs are. So Rav Salvechik explains the Rishima Shiurim there on Brachos Chavtes, there's a difference between tefillah and all the other mitzvahs. All the other mitzvahs we have to do because we have to do. Right, that's Shar Mitzvahs. Tefillah inherently is Rachmi. Tefillah is different. Tefillah is different even than Kriya Shema. Different than Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema Tzorach Likrosa B'Torah's Keva. Dehainu Laseisi Dechovas Kriya Shema Hamutelas Alav. Tefillah, you have to do because you want to, not because you have to. And it's different than all other mitzvahs. There's Shar Mitzvahs, Chalos Shei Maisa Mitzvah, Chal Machmas Achiyuv, Shemutel Al Agavra, Lekayimus HaMitzvah. Lagabe Tefillah, Mahava Maisa Mitzvah, Mitzad Etzem HaChefza Shal Tefillah, Ve'ino Toli B'Chiyuv Agavra. Well, then he continues and proves this, but he says that's why. Dafka Tefillah has to be Tachnunim. All other mitzvahs can be Chok Kavua and La'ol Al Tzavareim Nitnu, using the Lashon of Rashi. So that's here, we're talking about tefillah. So, Devarenu tachnunim lefanecha. He davens that my tefillah should be tachnunim and not keva. Reb Chiya bar Abba, Mosef, adds, Reb Chiya bar Abba added the following. V'siyach elav aveinu li'ir ha-shemecha. Make singular our heart to serve you, to fear you. V'sarchikeinu mikom ha-shesonesa. Right, and let us be far away from anything that you don't like. U'sakarveinu l'chom ha-shehafta. Bring us close to whatever you love. V'sasei'iman. And this is separate from doing the mitzvahs. There seems to be areas which Hashem loves and Hashem hates outside of mitzvos, because it doesn't just say focus on that. V'sasi imanu tztaka l'man shemecha, and do righteousness with us. The base, Rabbi Yanai Amrin. Rabbi Yanai's house said, Hanor mishenaso, when somebody wakes up in the morning, Tzorach lomar, Baruch ato Hashem, b'chaya mesim. Right? B'chaya mesim, why? As the Mefarshim say, that Tefillah, Gemara and Brachas tells us, on Daf Nun Zayin in the Bavli, that sleep is 1/60th of death, and therefore in the morning when we wake up, it's as if Hashem gave us back our lives, and therefore we should say Mechaya Mesem. So maybe that's, we're Yod say that in Shachris, or that's Elokai Neshama. The Pnei Moshe says, Ke'ein Nusach HaBracha Shalanu, HaMachazir Neshamos Lifkarim Mesim. Right, we say that in the morning. We're saying Hashem gave us back our Neshama, and He gave us back our corpse-like existence in sleep, and He gave us life. Riboni Chatasi Lecha. And we wake up in the morning and say, I've sinned. What did we do so far? I've sinned. Maybe during the night we had a sin. Hashem, you should give me all of these good things. Lev Tov, Chelek Tov, Yetzer Tov, Sever Tov. What's Sever Tov? Our different days in the Maharaf Fulda. Hazfarat Tova, that means like a sweet countenance, right? Greet everybody, but save their panim yafos. Accounted, help us smile all the time, right? Or the Maharaf Fulda says, Sever, from the Lashon of Tikva and Sever Yeshua. That's what Moses say. It means give us good hope. Give us, help us be positive. Help us be positive. Similar ideas. Shem Tov. Ayin Tova. What is the Ayin? Always looking at things in the good. Nefesh Tov. Nefesh Shvela Ruach Nemucha. If you want to look at details more, if you look, I saw the Yefei Einayim, one of the classic commentaries on Yerushalmi, but the Oz V'Hadar put in the back, so it's a little more lengthy, but the Yefei Mareh goes through each of these items, what they are. Let me just, if I could find it. And Mem Ches. Mem Ches of an Aleph, he goes through here the list of each of the items. Here we go. It says, Ayin Tova, Nedivus, the Heder Hakinah Mitovas Chaveir. Ayin Tova means not violating Los Achmod. Right? The Rambam says it's Midas His Tapkus, being happy with what we have. Nefesh Shvela, The Rambam says, Zihirus mitaivos. Right? Not having physical desires. Ruach nemucha ha'anava yesera. He goes through all of them, but it's the Yefei Mara in his commentary here. We continue. We shouldn't make a chil Hashem. We shouldn't be the talk of the town. Right, and we shouldn't, our ends, our destiny shouldn't be cut off. Or to fall into a rut. Right, we have that in benching. We shouldn't need the gifts of people. And our sustenance shouldn't fall b'vasav adam. Right, we should be zochet to have yigia kapecha kisochel. Shem matanasam mu'uta v'cherpasam meruba. If we have to take from someone else, then they don't give so much, and the busha of having to take from someone else is great. V'sein chalkeinu b'sar asecha im osei ritzonecha. Give us our chelek in Torah. That every single Jew has a chelek in Torah. Shouldn't think that just we're going into somebody else's chelek. When we learn Torah, we're connecting to our chelek. B'nei beischa hechalecha irecha mitashecha mer yameinu. Build your house, your hechal, your city, your mikdash b'mheira v'yameinu. That's interesting order, right? You build your house, your hechal, we're going in, we're going closer in. And then your city, and then your mikdash. Right? Shouldn't like Yerushalayim ircha be like either at the end or at the beginning? Right? What's ircha doing in the middle? Right? Maybe it's alluding to us that the kedusha of Yerushalayim is connected. Rav Soloveitchik writes also, the phrase Lifnei Hashem appears in three different ways in Tanakh. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. We have to shech the Karbanos Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes it says Lifnei Hashem, all of Harabayas. Right? B'chatzotzros v'kol shofar, hari Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. Right? Where are they blowing chatzotzros? On Harabayas. And then, eating Maaser Sheni, right, is Lifnei Hashem. That's all of Yerushalayim. How could the same phrase, Lifnei Hashem, appear, meaning three things, Azara, and Harabayas, and Yerushalayim? Because at root, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is the expanded Kedusha's Mikdash. And it's all Lifnei Hashem. It's just how intense, right? More intense as you get closer in, and less intense as you get expanded out. You could even say maybe, that maybe all of Kedusha's Yerushalayim, in a certain sense, is an expanded, diluted Kedusha's Mikdash. Right, and that relates to the Rambam Shita of Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel HaSalavo, Lo Kitchel HaSalavo. Right, one of the approaches why the Rambam says that the first Kedusha left when we went into Galus, but the second Kedusha didn't leave. Right, the Rambam's Lashon is the first one was based on Kibush, and the second one was based on Chazaka. And that's where the second one stayed. But Rav Soloveitchik in one place says, the difference is, the first Kibush was from out to in. Yeshua ben Nun was going in, and he conquered and was Makadish as he got closer and closer and closer, and only at the end was there a Beis HaMikdash. Even after Yeshua. Right, later on, and after David. What about Kedusha Shnia? They first built the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody went, and Ezra even came later. Right, they first built the Mikdash, and then the Kedusha radiated out. If the Kedusha starts with the Mikdash and then goes out, that's eternal. Right, and now that all the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael is based on Kedusha's Mikdash in an expanded way. Continue. Rabbi Chiya Barva Matzli, Rabbi Chiya Barva daven the following. Right, we've had a number of statements of Rabbi Chiya Barva in the Yerushalmi, who we've never met in the Dvavli. Help us do tshuva. Right? We're not asking somebody else to do tshuva. That's a philosophical question. Remember the Gemara in Brachas in the Bavli Davyud, where Bruria says, we should daven. Don't daven that they die. Daven that they do tshuva. And all the Mefarshim wonder, can you daven that somebody does tshuva? Don't they have the Chira Chashis? Davening that Hashem helps me out, we do that every day. Hashiveinu avinu l'tzorasecha. Right? Help me do tshuva. But davening for somebody else to do tshuva? So one of the Mefarshim I saw mentions from the quote in the Birchas Yitzchak, maybe it means that everybody has a Bechira, but everybody's surroundings make it easier or harder. So maybe when we daven for somebody to do Shuvah, we're not davening to change their Bechira Chashis, we're just davening that their surroundings are pleasant spiritually, so that they'll be able, and Hashem can change their surroundings, right? That's not up to themselves. So maybe that's what it means when davening for someone else to do tshuva, even it's not here. Here we're davening for ourselves. But the question that the Baali Machshava asked on that Gemara Brachos Daf Yud in the Bavli of how could Bruria say to Rabbi Meir, don't daven that they die, daven that they do tshuva, how is that possible? Shalom nevosh me'avoseinu l'olam haba. We shouldn't be embarrassed from our forefathers in olam haba. Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yishmael, kavalei la'amorei, d'yemer baser parshas hakein. Rav Yudin Bereb Shmuel said you should say this at the end of the drasha every day. The end of every drasha, that he said this previous little tefillah. Rabbi Tanchum bar Iskolas Takia, right? Or the Rasilio has a different girsa of Askulis Tika, which means the guard of the shul, that he was always in the shul, or the shul guarded him. Matzli he davened, Yerzabafarach Hashem al Kamal Gevasai, Shetishbar v'tashbis olo shal Yetzahara milibeinu, help us break the Yetzahara, Shekach baratanu lasas ritzoncha, because we're created to do your ratzon, vanu chayavim lasas ritzoncha, and we're chayav to do your ratzon, ad chafetz, v'yana chafetzim, we're all on the same team. You want us to serve you, we want to serve you, and there's only one problem. Umi ma'akev, sa'ar shebi'isa. Right? It's the Yetzahara, same lashon is used in Maseches Brachos in the Bavli. What's holding us back? The yeast in the dough. You know what makes us rise. Right? Our Yetzahara, our Gaiva. That's what makes us rise. Goliv yadul afanecha she'im banu koch lamor bo. You know, Hashem, we can't handle the Yetzahara by ourselves. El yiratzom afanecha Hashem alakai v'alkei abasai shetash piseyu me'aleinu. Help make it, remove it from us, from the word shavas, v'tachnieyu, and lower it, v'nasa ritzon chakir sonenu, b'leiv of shalim, and help us do what we really want to do. Right? Because deep down, everybody, Jew wants to do the right thing. Right? That's the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin in the end of Perek Beis, where the Rambam says that, you know, really deep down, if a Jew wants to give a get, has to give a get, Besdin's allowed to use force in order to get him to say, I want to. Why? Because this is the Rambam talking. Because deep down, every Jew wants to do the right thing. Right, it's just his Yetzahara that forces him not to. So when we remove the Yetzahara, so then Kofen Osoachi Yom Rotsani, that's like this line. Right, Venaz Tachneo Venaz Eritzoncha Uritzonenu Belevav Shalem. We mention Pesach time in Pesachim, the Radvaz Tov Kufayin Zion, where the Radvaz goes through. Why is Chametz so chamor? Why is Chametz so chamor? It's Aser B'Mashahu, and you can't even have it in your house, and you can't get any Hanah from it. Why is chametz so aser? And you have to search and destroy. So he goes through a whole halachic tshuva, which is what the Radvaz is all about. And in the last paragraph of that tshuva, the Radvaz says, throws up his hand and says, I don't really know, al pi halacha, why the chametz is so much different than all other isurim. But, al kena nisomech hamasha amr chazal, ki chametz v'pesach remez li yetzahara, v'hu asar shebi'isa. V'lachein kalei gareishi gareishoso ha'adam me'alav v'yechapes alav b'chom machbos machshavosav v'yafilu kol shi'u lo batel v'harei ze emes v'nachon. That's fascinating that the Radvaz is talking, right? To see that in other svarim, mela. But the Radvaz is a halachic work. And the Radvaz writes that in a tshuva in Tav Kufayin Zayin, Sa'or Shebe'isa, that's the symbol of the chametz, and that's why it's so chamor. Amazing comment that he has. Again, there's so much more to talk about on that line, but we continue. Rabbi Yochanan Avimatzli, or some of Adach Hashem Lekav Lekavasai, Shetashkein Bipurienu, right, there should rest in our places. Ava V'achva, V'shalom, Pur might mean a bed, right, according to some Shatim. So it means in our homes, in our hearts. Ava V'achva, V'shalom V'reyas, V'tatzliach Sofeinu Achres V'tikva, give us a good destiny. V'tarbek V'ulenu B'talmidim, we should have many Talmidim. Maybe this is taking a stand on yesterday's discussion of Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua, Hamidu Talmidim Hare versus only Tauchel Kabaro. We say, Tabek Vulena B'Talmidim. If you look in Rav Avadi Yosef, in Anaf Eitz Avos, on Pirkei Avos, on that first Mishnah, Hamidu Talmidim Hare, he says, and especially Bizman Azeh, doesn't matter who you're teaching, any Jew that wants to hear Torah, doesn't matter how anti they are, it doesn't matter where they're standing, they're all Tino Shanishmas, and they don't have any status of anybody who's a Talmud Sheino Roy, and therefore you have to make sure to teach as much Torah as you can. That was Rav Ovadia writes in the says Bizmanenu Nirasha Filo Eno Hagun Hu Babachinas Tino Shanishba Balachin Yishlakari of Gameso Asirim. Go to the prisons and teach them Torah. Hanim Sama Besasor Shanishbuda Avira Shabiyadam Umitzvah La Lanashka Mosam Lasakam Lamdam Torah Musar Kashere Nino Roos. Right, you see a lot of people do tshuva in prison. He says we have to make sure that we do what we can to help all Jews. V'nasis b'chalkeinu b'gan Eden. Let us be happy in our chelik in Gan Eden. V'sakneinu leiv tov, v'chaver tov, v'nashkim, v'nimsa yichol l'vavenu. Let us get up and find hopes in our hearts. V'savol l'fanecha koras nafshenu l'tova, and our mood should come in front of you l'tova. That is all different tefillas that were said by the Rabbana. What's a chaver tov? Again, a lot to say. We usually quote the Rambam, so I'm not going to quote that today. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know what? You need a good friend, Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. You need a good friend for three things. Number one, Torah, right? So you can learn Torah from your friends. Number two, for mitzvahs, because you need a good influence, right? Hashpa, tova, good peer pressure. And number three, for etza, to talk about a life, to give you etzas. So Torah, mitzvahs, etza, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's why you need good friends. Good. That's Rabbeinu Yonah and Perkei Avos. Ubitziyase ani nosin adoy al chalki, and when I leave, I give hoda'a. Amar Rabbi Abun, lakel shachalak lideya umaseh atov. I thank Hashem for he who gave me deya and helped me with my maisen. Deos and maisen. Good. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Next, halacha gimel. Every day a person has to daven Shmona Esrei, the full Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Main Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're allowed to shorten it. The Gemara talks about, does this mean Havineinu? Does this mean the first and last line of every bracha? But a shortened Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Akiva, we don't paskin that way. Rabbi Baker Adin. Rabbi Akiva Omer, well, it depends. I'm sure to us, if you could daven well, right, if it's Shigura Beficha, or I'll add, or you have a sitter, and therefore it can be Shigura Beficha, then it's Pala Shmona Esrei. V'yim Lameh Shmona Esrei. If it's hard for you, then you have a little more flexibility. But again, Bizman Hazeh, Baruch Hashem, we have Sidurim. So it could always be Shgur Befif. V'lama Shmona Esrei. What's the source for 18? What's the source for 18? So I think we're going to have four or five. Five suggestions. Not all of them are in the Bavli. Some of them are. Number one. Rav Shua ben Levi Amar, can I get Shmona Esrei? Ms. Moros. Shekasim Erosho Shotelim Ad. Right, until the 18 Prakim that are up until Yad Hashem Yom Sara. Right, the Lama Seach Mizmar, which is Mizmar Chaf, according to our count. But right at the end of that section, you have Yil Ratzon Nimre Fi. So that's how you know. You have 18, Yeshmona Esrei, and that's what we see at the end of our Shmona Esrei also. Yil Ratzon Nimre Fi, and then it says, Yan Hashem! Hashem will answer you. So that's the remez to 18 for Shmona Esrei. Says the Gemara, but you're one off. Im Yom Malacha Adam, Sha Esrei Hein. As I just said, that's Mizmar Chaf. There's 19 before that. Not 18. No, Amrlo, if somebody says, ask you that kasha, tell him, Lama Rakshu Gayim, Les Hu Minhon. The first two are considered one. The first two Mizmarim, the Bavli also says this, Aleph and Beis of Tehillim are really considered one. Again, according to our Misorah, there are two. This Aleph and Beis. But maybe according to other Misorahs, there were one, and maybe another one was broken up, so you still end up with 150. But that's number one. Mikan Amru, Hamispal, Velonen, Etzarach Tainis. From this we also learn, what does the Pasuk say? After Yadavin, Yilaratzin Refi, Yan Hashem, Hashem not only should answer you, but will answer you. Therefore, if somebody's not answered, then he should fast and do more tshuva, because proper davening should get an answer. Amar Rabbi Mana, Remez, this pasuk also, what does the pasuk say? Ya'ancha Hashem. What does that mean? Hashem should answer you, as if somebody is talking to someone else. So this is a remez that, Remez al Talmud Chacham, Sha'adam Tzorach Lomar L'Rabo, Sh'tishmat Tfilah Secha. A Talmud should say to his Rebbe, you know, your tefillah should be heard. Your tefillah should be heard. That's the remez of Ya'ancha, talking to someone. How do you know it's talking to a Talmud Chacham? Because this unit of 19 starts off with Ashrei Ha'ish uvisaraso yega yom v'layla. So you know it's talking about a Talmud Chacham, and therefore it's a remez that if you see your Rebbe davening, you should tell him Tishmat Filascha, which is fascinating. Usually the Talmidim go to Rebbeim for brachas. What does this line say? The Rebbeim going to Talmidim for brachas. Right, the opposite. That a Rebbe, there's no such thing as a birchas hedyot, or a birchas hedyot shouldn't be kala also. That's all number one. Where does 18 come from? The 18 mizmorim. Number two, Amar Rav Simon Kenegat Shmona Esrei Chol Yeshiv Shidra. The 18 vertebrae in our spine. And even though there's a couple more than that in our spine, but Chazal, I counted some of the vertebrae as one. Shibishash Adam Odimu Mispalo, because when a person daven, Sarach Lal Suach Bechulan. You have to bow down when, by the big bowings down. Right, by Modim, you have to bow down and bend all of them. Umatam, Kolatz Mosai Tamar Nashim Yichamocha. Right, all of my bones get into the act. Number three, Amar Rabbi Levi, Kenega Shmona Esrei Askar Shekasov, Bahavul Hashem Ene Eilim. In the Mizmar LeDavid, it says Shem Hashem 18 times. Right, that's why Beremez, we stand up for that Mizmar on Friday night. Right, because it's a remez to the 18, to the Shmona Esrei. Amar Rabbi Chuna, in Yom Malacha Adam, Shva Esrei Inun, right, we'll go with our Girsa, and if you count them, there's only 17, no, you'd have to say, Amar lo tell him, Shalminim Kvar Kavu Chachamim Biavne. V'lam Alshinim was already written, so there's 18. And remember we had earlier in the Yerushalmi, that according to Yerushalmi, Esamach David wasn't a separate bracha. Esamach was part of Yerushalayim Ircha, right? That was one unified bracha. We had that earlier. So therefore there's 18 altogether, right? Not 19, 18. And, so if you have a list of 17, it just means that you weren't including Birchas Aminim. Hey, so Rav Elazar bar Yossi, Kumi Rav Yossi. Rav Elazar bar Yossi asked in front of Rav Yossi, Vaksiv El HaKavod Hirim. There's another Shem Hashem. It says Yud Kei Vav Kei 18 times, but Kel HaKavod Hirim. Isn't that another Shem Hashem? So isn't that a remiss to another bracha? So Amar Lei, Vahata, he said, no. Vatani, Kel is a lower level Shem Hashem. So that's alluding to other themes that are included in other brachas. There's 18 real Shemos of Hashem, and there's 18 real brachas. Kel is another, a secondary type of Shem Hashem, so that includes these other themes. Vatani kol shal minim v'shal poshim b'machni azedim v'shal zakenim v'shal gerim b'miftach latzadikim v'shal David b'bone Yerushalayim. So therefore, just like you have a secondary name of Hashem, secondary themes in the davening. Says the Gemara, Islacha mesavka l'kol chad v'chava min homad kara. If you're telling me that Kel is a secondary name and that alludes to the secondary themes, then you should have a lot of secondary names to parallel all the secondary themes. Right? Because we just said, Minim, Poshim, Zkenim, Gerim. So you don't have a secondary name for all of those. Okay, Kasha, we don't answer that question. The Mefarshim point out that there's even a remez to this Yerushalmi, that there's no separate bracha for Esamach David, because even look, those who have the minag, more the Hasidic minag, but some shuls say the krovitzes on Purim. You say the Yotzeris on the Dalat Parshis, the krovitz. Krovitz on Purim is a special few lines of piyut to add in every bracha of Chazaras HaShatz. And if you look in the krovitz, there is no special krovitz for Esamach David. Right? There's no separate one. Right, it's as if that why it's missing. But the answer is that's remez to this minhag. Vayter number four. Rabbi Chinya bar Rabbi Shem Rabbi Pinchas k'negas shmona asar pa'amim sha'avos k'suvin b'Torah. Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Wow, 18 times it says in the Torah all three avos. Some pasuk about Avram Yisrael and Yaakov. All three. Right, there's a few more according to our count, but each one, so as the Mefarshim say, that they're not, must not be included for some reason. If they're not set in order, or if one time it uses the name Yisrael and not Yaakov, but 18 times Avim Yisrael and Yaakov. Im Yom Alecha Adam Chasrehein, if you want to say no, there's a 19th, the father one's going to be a 19th, that one doesn't count. Amar Lon, V'nei Hashem Nitzav Alav Les Lumin Hon. Hashem is on him, that doesn't count because it doesn't say the Beferish Yaakov. It just says Alav. That one doesn't count. And if somebody says, oh, you're one short, no. Amarlo, it says in Vayechi, V'kare Bahem Shemi, V'shem Avosai Abraham Yitzchak Minhon. That one counts, because it says Shemi. Shemi is good enough to be Yaakov. Shmi, Avram, and Yitzchak. So you have 18 altogether. And remember, Avos are Keneged, Tefillah Keneged Avos. So therefore, the Avos, 18 times mentioning of all three, right, that's connecting to our Tefillah. Next, Rav Shmuel, number five. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar B'Shem Rav Yochanan Keneged Shmon Esrei Tzivuyin Shekasa B'Parshas Mishkan Sheni. 18 times in Pekudei, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. When the Mishkan was actually fulfilled, the second version of the Mishkan, the Kiyum in the Torah, so that's where. Again, Mishkan is the Beis Hashem, Beis Tefillah Yikare, and that's how it connects to Tefillah as well. Amar Reb Chiya Barva, Ubelvan, Min, you count from here. From the Pasuk, V'itoa Haliyah Ben Achi Samach, At Sofi Desifra. Until the end, that's when you count the 18 times of Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. We mentioned in the past, Rav Pam's thought of, you know, what do we even need Vayakob Bakudei for? Right, it's not more than 200 psukim, it's just a repeat. Because how many times in life do we have plans and they don't exactly come to fruition? We want to do it. Sometimes they'll come to fruition, but it won't be exactly like it was thought to be. It'll be a mirror, not a little bit, a remnant of what the plan was. There's a chiddush here. Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. Gam down to the last bolt and gam to the last peg and lock. Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, they fulfilled the plan. And that's the chiddush of Vayakob Bekudei. And that's Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. We can think about every Shmoneh Esrei. Vayter. So that's all the source for 18 brachas on a weekday. Sheva shel Shabbos b'nayin. How about the 7 brachas of Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak k'neged shiva kolo shekasa b'havel Hashem ne'elim. It says the word kol 7 times in that same mizmar, Havel Hashem ne'elim. The Tosfos HaRosh says that in brachas, that mizmar has to do with Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah was on Shabbos. And that's why it's appropriate that this is a makor for Shabbos. Amar Reb Yudin, Anturia, Keneged, Shiva, Askara, Shekasa, B'Mizvar, Shilim, HaShabbos. The 7 Shemos of Hashem in that paragraph, which itself is a question. What does that Mizvar have to do with Shabbos? It has that title, but Mizvar, Shilim, HaShabbos. That's 7. Teisha Shal Rosh Hashanah, Minayin. How about the 9 of Rosh Hashanah? Right, it doesn't even say the 9 of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it sounds like that day of the Balamor that they used to say this Shemoneh Esrei in every tefillah. Amar Reb Abba, Kartigna, Keneged, Teisha, Askara, Shekasa, B'Parshas Chana. The 9 Shemos of Hashem that it has in the Chana story. And v'ksiv b'sofan, it says at the end, Hashem yadin apsi aretz. So din, that's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also says that Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Esrim v'arbat shaltanios minayin. How do you know the 24 brachas we say on a fast day? Bichalbo, Reb Shmuel, Bar Rav Nachman, Traveyon Amrin, Kineged Esrim v'arbat pa'amim shekasu b'parsha shel Shlomo, Rina, Tfila, v'tchina. 24 times it uses a lashon of prayer when Shlomo HaMelech was dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, and he mentions different saris in his prayer also. So we use this on a day that we talk about the saris. Period. What do we need this for? We need to find a mucker for 9 and for 7 and the 24 sort of salvation rites, as we mentioned this a few days ago. Tefillah tzarech matir. You can't just talk to Hashem and say, I'm going to talk to Hashem. You need a halachic allowance. What allows me to approach God? So that's these psukim. It's the precedent. We find a precedent in Tanakh for each of these tefillos. That's what allows me. That's what allows me to go and speak and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe one more minute, even though it's the next sugya, but let's just start. Reb Zira B'Shem Reb Yirmiya. Yachid B'tayin HaSibur Tzorach Laskim Eina Ma'ora. A Yachid on a Tayin HaSibur has to mention Anenu. We mentioned this a couple of days ago. Hechen Omer, where is Anenu said? Bein Goel Yisrael Arofei Cholem. Right, a separate bracha. Umau Omer, Anenu Hashem Anenu Be'eisu Bo'on Azos. Kivit Tzorach Gadol Anachnu. Al Tassar Panecha Mimenu. Right, it's similar to our Lashon. Valtis Alam Etchina Seinu, don't hide away from our Tchina. Ki Atah Hashem One Be'is Sarah. Podel Matzil B'chaleis Mitzuka. Vayitzaku al Hashem batzar lohem. Bnei Hashem will scream out to Hashem. Umisukosiyem yotziyem. Baruch Ad Hashem ona be'eis tzara. That is the first day that you say that as a separate bracha. Rabbi Yanai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel b'shem base Rabbi Yanai omra b'shomea tefila. No, a yachid should not say it as a separate bracha, but say it in shomea tefila, which is like our minhag is as well. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue.